It's such an automatic thing that most of us don't even consider what we're doing. We go to the tap, we turn on the water. It's there, next to the air that we breathe. It's the most critical thing we need to survive. But it's not just about life, it's about lifestyle. You want to wash the dog, the car, water the lawn, shower the kids, do a load of laundry, visit the local swimming pool. It's there. I'm not just talking about convenience, either. A relatively safe, abundant supply of cheap water is what separates us from poorer countries. Think about what happened to the residents of Walkerton. When E. coli bacteria contaminated the local drinking water, a lot of people got sick. Some of them even died. But for those who survived, their lives have become totally focused on water. All of the schools and most of the businesses have temporarily closed. Water for bathing and washing has to be boiled for at least 10 minutes and then sterilized with bleach. Drinking water is brought in by the truckload every day. People line up with the toy wagons they used to take their young children to school in, and now they load them up with water. What has made the Walkerton story such big news is that this kind of thing almost never happens here. But what we consider a terrible human tragedy is a way of life for more than 1 billion people on this planet who don't have an adequate supply of safe drinking water. And while another 3 billion don't have enough water for proper sanitation, we use hundreds of gallons of water every day without even giving it a second thought. Several people died in Walkerton, and the town is paralyzed. Yet the United Nations estimates that 5 million people, nearly all of them living in the poorest of countries, die every year from illnesses caused by drinking bad water. Most of these are children. I'm not trying to minimize the suffering of the Walkerton residents, but we do have some pretty unreasonable expectations about water. We live in a finite world with finite resources, and water is the most precious of those resources. Living on the shores of the Great Lakes, it's hard to imagine living without water. When we see television reports of drought-stricken countries in Africa, it's difficult to relate those images to our own lives. Seeing the Walkerton residents lining up for water suddenly makes it very real.